Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope you are having a good week. Please excuse my voice. I've had a cold all week. But today's episode, I'm excited to get to share this event that I'm going to be having with two of my good friends, Don Jackson and Hillary Holmes. And so this episode is actually the three of us talking all about not only this event that we have coming up, Living by Design, but how we got there, the ways in which we have all had to navigate this wonderful concept that we all love called fear. And I just think there's so much that we've learned, so much more to be learned, but we're passionate to share our stories and give some really practical tools and ways in which we can all learn how to break up with fear in certain areas of our lives. So enjoy this conversation. The link is going to be in my bio to register. And if you are interested, I suggest you register quickly because spaces are limited. So I would absolutely love to see you there. Enjoy. Friends, welcome to a bonus edition, but it's a bonus edition of two podcasts collaborating together.
Yeah.
What do we got here today, Wit?
I am Wisdom and Wellness with Wit.
And I'm Dawn Jackson with This Wayfaring Life.
Yes.
And besides the two of us, we have a friend here who doesn't have a podcast, but that's okay. She's got a lot of really cool things going on. So, Hill.
Hi, guys. My name's Hillary Holmes. I am happy to be here. Oh, no. Did I cut out?
No, you didn't cut out. You're good. Totally good. And we're glad you're here as well. Woo. Yeah. In fact, why don't you start us off, Hill, telling us a little bit about who you are? That way, since we have different audiences listening in, they can all get a little bit of an idea of who we all are.
For sure. Yeah. So like I said, my name is Hillary Holmes. I am a certified personal trainer, certified integrative health coach, and the owner of Be Well by Design LLC. My passion is just to see people develop strength, holistically. So mind, body, and spirit. We're integrated beings. So I'm just super passionate about helping people develop that strength in all areas of their lives. But kind of my foot in the door with people is that, personal training, strengthening their body, perspective. So my past, I've wrestled with body shame, self-hatred, and eating disorder when I was in my teens. The Lord has done a work on me and, you know, my perspective of how I view my body. And, I just love sharing that, with people. That's me.
Yeah. Awesome.
And, I have been trained by Hillary.
I'm stretched.
Well, I could not walk the next day. So, you are excellent.
Well, me stretch out one time because I am so like, I am not flexible. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't do this. She said, give me a minute. And I was doing things and I was just like, wow, it's pretty amazing.
Then she had her foot like wrapped around her head.
That's awesome.
Working miracles.
That's awesome.
My name's Whitney and I am a worship leader and recently in the last year became certified in pain reprocessing therapy, which is a form of therapy to help people struggling with chronic pain from a mind-body perspective. Mm. So I've just, for a long time, but now even more recently, I'm so passionate about becoming really aware of how God created our mind and our bodies to actually function in health through not only understanding his truth, but understanding that we're not just these physical bodies, but we are supernatural beings in a place where the Holy Spirit comes to reside and live in us.
Yeah.
And simply by being aware of the power and the truth that God has placed into our physiological bodies, we have so much healing available to us and for us and within us. So
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Love it.
And my name is Dawn Jackson, and which I think I already said earlier, but and so basically my background, I was in the ministry full-time for over 30 years, and as a pastor and all different types of areas in church life. But right now what I'm doing is I'm coaching, and both life, leadership, and spiritual formation coaching. And really my story, even in the coaching side of things, is really seeing people come alive to who God's called them to be. And for my own story, really having gone through just some transitions and really understanding, like, who am I really at heart? Who has God really created me to be? And what does it look like to live out of those values?
Yeah.
And to be set free, particularly from areas like being so performance driven, fear of like what others thought, different things like that. And to walk and lead from that space of freedom. And I'm still challenged with those things. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But really, like, you know, on that path, what does that look like? And really supporting people who maybe have had to live behind masks for a long time to come to get those masks off and really be who God created them to be.
Yeah.
So,
that's so good.
I know we've talked a lot about being and such, and even like it's really highly tied into what we're wanting to do here together. So I don't know if one of you want to just sort of describe what is this living by design?
Yeah. What is this? What are we doing? Well, we are hosting an in-person event for the first time, which we're really excited about because there's something so powerful about being together in community, in a space of a little bit more intimate, which can be scary for some, but can also be really healing and powerful. But it's called Living by Design. And it's really stemmed from just a lot that the three of us have been learning. And I have some friends who have an amazing coffee shop called Namba Coffee. And they have graciously allowed us to have it at their place. So it's going to be November 9th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. We're going to be meeting together. And Hill, you want to talk about what we're going to be talking about? Because I always talk too much. That's we always talk about. We all think we talk too much.
Yeah. So this event kind of is springing forth, or was kind of is being birthed from a place of just us getting together, like we said, and sharing just our individual perspectives. And I think what we have just really integrates well together.
Yeah.
We're each going to share like our testimonies and stories and how we got to where we are, and give you guys some tools on the theme is breaking up with fear. So fear is something that has had a hold on each of us in different ways at different times in our lives. And so we'll be sharing how that fear showed up, and then scriptures and tools and things that we have used to help us get out of that fear mindset that has held us trapped. I know Whit said this. I also agree that there have been times where I was like living so much out of fear and didn't even realize it. So, and that can be just a really stifling place to be living from. So,
yeah. And I think it's interesting. We talk about healing all the time, but it's actually really scary to be confronted with the realization of how we've been living. Like, the three of us have been doing a lot of work together. And it's like, I think we talk about, we think healing is like this really, it's like this really romantic idea of like, I'm just going to start functioning out of, you know, health and have really good relationships and, you know, confront all the things that I've been overcompensating for, just whatever. But it's like, when you really actually come face to face with like, oh, I've been living with this much fear in my life. There's like, there's just, I think, a lot of grief, a lot of shame, a lot of guilt.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know for me that like I went through, and it's, I think, to be able to find ways to do it in safe spaces, which I think has been something so beautiful that we've been able to experience with each other. Because I think a lot of times when those of us who don't find healing is because we come up to it and then we're like, oh, no,
right,
I can't do this on my own. So then we back up into that really safe, comfortable corner. I've done it in so many areas of my life.
Yeah. So and we aren't meant to do it alone.
That's we're not right. meant to do it alone.
No.
It's easier to sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Or to try.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's not healthier, but it's easier.
Yeah. Yeah,
or in my case, it's just easier to just ignore it and pretend like it's not there and keep myself busy.
Yeah, we love ignoring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was like I would stuff those feelings. I got just stuff. Mm-hmm. The problem is you can stuff for only so much time before it becomes toxic and starts to impact other things.
Yeah.
And like you're just saying, those safe spaces, they're just, and healing happens in community. Yeah. And so we'll be talking about a lot of that. I think we're each going to be bringing out, I know, because we've been designing all of this.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing out some just very practical tools we'll each be presenting, that everybody who comes will be able to take the parts that are really going to, that they're like, hey, this really resonates. I think I need to apply this to my life. Mm-hmm. And we're really believing for people to get set free and walk in that freedom. Wow. And it's a journey. I mean, we've all had to learn to trust. Right? Trust the slow work of God.
Yeah.
But especially if you can find a community to do it with. I think what you just brought up there is huge, because we to be able to be seen and have people really hear us and walk with us through that is so, it's so important.
And not judge us.
Yeah, not judge us.
Not judge us. And we all say we're not going to judge each other, but then it's like, we think maybe we're the exception. Like if I actually really were to say the thoughts and feelings and the things that I think, like, I know you say you wouldn't judge me, but you would for sure judge me because I've been over here
for years.
I'm actually just recently talking with somebody, and we were just talking about, like, they felt like they have now learned how to live in this place of such intense anxiety.
Mm.
And it was Dr. Anita Phillips who said it some way that I'm not at all going to be able to remember the way that she said it, but just talking about how often we feel like trauma or really hard things that have happened in our past have changed us.
Mm.
And she says it so much more eloquently, but it's like, no, like God made us. He is the original. We have been designed by him. But then we've actually learned just how to adapt to ways in which we feel like we've just felt the most safe in. Mm. Right. So it's like, if I'm functioning in fear, it's actually just this way of me, like, not realizing I'm really trying to self-protect.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yep.
But now I'm living in this like mentality of like, oh my gosh, Whitney, like stop. Like you're a Christian. You're a worship leader. Like you should know how to navigate this fear. Stop doing this. Just move on. And it's like, I have felt in the past that it's who I am now.
Mm.
And it's like, no, nothing can actually change me. Like I'm designed by God. I've learned how to adapt in unhealthy ways. But it hasn't become my identity. I'm not this fear-riddled person.
Right.
I'm a person who encounters difficult things.
Yep.
And with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of community, with the power of learning these tools that we're going to be talking about, I don't think that it's breaking up with fear isn't that we're never going to experience fear again. You know, it's a cliche saying, do it scared. But it's just like we're not going to allow fear to completely just knock us out this time. We're going to be like, I remember this.
So good.
I've encountered this so many times. And I remember that one time, you know, I think for me, and then I'll shut up, but
keep going.
No, but just, I think some of the times in which we trained for a triathlon together, the three of us. And there'd be times when I would be so down on myself because I wouldn't like feel the best, or I just like, I did not want to push myself that day. And I was not angry at you guys, but I was really upset that it was you holding me accountable. And I was really like fearful to actually say that out loud. And so in my mind, I'm like, yeah, they probably don't think I'm working hard enough, or like, you know, all of these things that I know you guys not to be at all in any way, shape or form. But then finally, when I actually had like the courage to like say it out loud, it was like, oh yeah, like we just wanted to be with you. Like we just enjoyed being together.
Yep.
And so if I never actually said that out loud, in the past, I probably have just found ways to peace out of people because I've thought they've wanted to have a different mentality, or they thought something of me that they never did, but it was just my fear of like, you know, I don't think I'm enough. So they probably don't think I'm enough, you know, all of those things that like, those little pieces have been just super healing for me.
It's so huge
to recognize how I live in fear.
That's so huge. Mm-hmm. we tell ourselves, right? Yeah. And so then if we can have that space where we can say, this is the story I'm saying that's going on in my mind. And then realize this is a safe space. And that wasn't, because when you told us that, we're like, that's not it.
Right.
That's not at all. We just want to hang out with you.
We
don't care about the pace. We don't get that. Right. No, we're just all, let's all roll together. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do another try at some point soon too, right? At some point. Yeah. That's another conversation.
Because I think I think people, there's that hyper independence that has been really created, I think, in our culture. And I think a lot of times, since this is a night for women, like, it's like, I'm an independent woman.
Right.
And it's like, well, yes. But I think independence has been like juxtaposition to like, not being willing to be like vulnerable and have like, just emotional intelligence and be able to verbalize what it is that you're feeling and be weak. Like, we think we have to be like strong all the time or like have the right. Don't cry.
Right.
You don't want to be those cryy emotional women, all of that.
Yeah.
I just think the enemy has really worked his way into this whole independent women thing, because like we can be very independent. I think we can be more independent when we're more reliant on each other too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Have lived in this fear of nobody can know the deepest, darkest, most disgusting parts about me, because I'm afraid you're all going to reject me when you find it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You saying about viewing our emotions or sharing our emotions and being vulnerable as weakness. Like, I think that's the lie, we believe, or I have definitely believed, but it's actually, if we're all emotional beings. So if we're not, so really, if we're not being vulnerable and sharing those emotions, we're living from a place of falsehood and fakeness in a sense, not only with ourselves, like Dawn was talking about the masks we put on. Yeah. It's like, so that isn't a strong place to live from at all.
Right,
it's
right.
In those times where we can be human and share the difficult things, not only, with ourselves, but with each other. That is where true strength comes from.
Absolutely.
So good.
Yeah. And then as you were talking there a few minutes ago, when you're like listing all the different things in regards to fear, these strong men, like, oh my gosh, you're talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like literally afraid to show any weakness, always having, I was not in tune to my emotions or anything like that. And that is not a healthy way or place. There is freedom in getting set free. I mean, this for freedom that Christ died for us. And he's here to set us free from fear too. Right. And so that's really what we want to talk about. It's time to break up with fear. And we each, I know you call it training, Hill, but we each coach. So whether it's coaching, training, really just wanting in this setting that we're in to be able to provide a space where you sort of get a taste from all the different, each of our areas, bringing it all together where they converge, and really believe it's going to be a cool, fun, powerful night. Looking forward to it. And Namba Coffee's cool.
Yes, Namba Coffee, and they're going to have like a signature drink that night, so you get like a free drink with your ticket. Gonna be fun, and it's such a vibe.
It is a vibe.
We like
drinks, although I can't have caffeine that late because
ask for decaf.
Decaf, yes.
And we're gonna do some worship, have a little bit time of worship. Really, just
awesome
because we know when you're coming into spaces like these, it can maybe feel, maybe it can feel intimidating to wonder like, what are they gonna expect of me? But really, it's just we want you guys to be able to come and just really feel like. You have like really practical takeaways, like Dawn was saying, super practical takeaways. If there is space and freedom to have to release, if there's any kind of just emotions you feel like you've been storing up. But this just really, we've just really been praying over this. And just every time we meet, we're like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Because I mean, when we're able to actually just realize the attachments, I think we have, I've gone to a therapist for a while and she's always told me awareness precedes change. Like once we're just even aware, maybe of some of just the things that really have been falsehoods, but we believe them to be truth. We really just have to be like, oh, I don't actually have to believe that anymore. Got it.
Yep.
And it's just like, that's we can just turn the other way, go the other direction, and start walking into the community. And to see how you both have, I've seen both of you like experience intense, profound healing in certain areas of your life too, which has been really cool to see. And I've experienced some as well as we've been, you know, meeting together too. And again, it's not perfection. Like all of us are going through stuff, you know, at mm-hmm. all times, right? But it, I think just, I don't know, the wisdom we've been able to glean off of each other, the power of the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, the amount of freedom we've each experienced has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it has. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so inspired by the two of you. Yeah, I love your stories and just what God's done. And it's so amazing. And I know one of the things we'll do that everybody who comes is going to be invited to come join us if they'd like mm-hmm. the following Saturday morning.
Woo! At
Marshall Canyon.
Yeah.
What do we do? What are we doing, Hill?
We're going to go on a jaunt. A stroll. A morning stroll through the woods on a trail together. It's going to be an awesome way to just meet up after, a very just healing and deep event the Thursday night before, and then just just meet up some more and go on a walk together.
Yeah.
And if you don't like hiking like me, you're still allowed to come.
That's right.
You can walk in the back with me and have a bad attitude.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah, so we're not, I mean, it's not a hike. It's I love that John Muir actually calls it. He said, you should saunter.
Oh, there you go.
Saunter in the wilderness.
A nature
saunter. And it's like in an area too that's not crazy, I promise, because sometimes people, if they know myself particularly, and because Hill's come on a lot of crazy things with me now too, they're like, and actually, wait, you've gone on a lot of crazy things. I know you won't backpack, but but this is not something crazy. She does have boundaries. But this is not a crazy thing. It really is like a really cool, like a fire road, just a walk. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what God does in the quiet outdoors. The birds are going to sing. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
So.
Cue the bird songs. Birds,
anything else we want to leave them with, ladies?
Well, we had talked about one thing that we're hoping women can walk away with from this night.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it yet. I mean, I have thought about it, but.
Yeah. You want to go first? You want one of us to go first?
Yeah, I go first. I think my prayer is just for women to feel really empowered about their own bodies in a way, especially as somebody who has walked out, 10 years of navigating really chronic pain. I've had such a horrible relationship with my own body, thinking that it has been the thing that has ruined my life. And so I think I am just really praying that women can have a time of like reconnecting with the temples that God gave them to live in, because it's quite a hell to live in when you are rejecting the very body that God gave you. Mm-hmm. And just like being empowered to know the ways in which we actually function, maybe in a way we've never actually heard about before. I've just been so set free from realizing how my brain impacts my body. And so for some women who think it's just the way that they are, to be able to find actually freedom from that and break up with the fear that like their future has to involve pain and depression and guilt and shame and all of that stuff. It doesn't have to. So I'm just praying for women to walk away with a lot of freedom attached to how they feel about their own bodies.
So good.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. I just hope everyone that comes, kind of like you brought up with the word awareness, just that things come to the forefront, not only with us sharing our stories, which hopefully are relatable with everyone, but just that, those things would come to the forefront, whether it's fear or shame or, anxiety and just be met, that everyone would just be met with grace and understanding and given tools to be able to walk away feeling empowered. I think the two words that just come to mind are healing and empowered. So that's going to be my prayer going forward as I'm praying over this event for everyone.
It's awesome. And I know I mentioned earlier about how just like a lot of the passion of my life is to see people come alive to really who God made them to be. And so I think particularly in this event, I love that we've used the word awareness. And so sometimes, I mean, that's the first step in breakthrough is becoming aware of challenges, fears, insecurities, like all of those different things. But with that, then really coming away with the courage that just says, you know what, I want to make some changes. And recognizing so many people live shallow. So many women live shallow and busy, and we just keep burying things. And just to be able to just slow that down, not be driven by fear, not be driven by unmet needs that are there, but really just begin to hear this, that there could be a better way. Like the umbrella over all of this is living by design, that God has a design for you to live into and you participate with him in it, but it's like this beautiful space and it's a space that's not dictated by fear. So begin to really dream to dream and see what that could be. So super excited.
Yes.
Really, really excited.
Yes.
November 9th.
November
9th. 6:30. But get your tickets now. It's a ticketed event. So in the show notes on this podcast, as well as in our socials, there's links that you can get the registration information for that. And can I just, I'll just say this real quick too. If you're a parent of like a high school age daughter, a college age daughter, I wouldn't drag them here. Okay. I wouldn't drag them. But if you have like... if where they're currently at is at a place where they're realizing, because some of these things start in our lives when we're pretty young.
For sure.
And like what I would have done to have had someone, like if my mom had known to, I love my mom, great relationship, but like we didn't have tools and resources like this.
Right.
Yeah.
What I would have done for this to have been an opportunity when I was 15, 16, 17, 20, 25. Let me just be real, right? You know? So, it's just it's an investment into your daughter to invite her to be a part of something this or your niece or goddaughter or whoever you'd like to bring, you know, it'll spark some interesting conversations. So thanks you guys.
Thanks.
Ladies, this is fun collaborating on the pod.
Fun.
Yeah. And on the pod.
Always fun.
Pod.
On the pod.
Yeah.
This is like episode 9.
Come on.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, guys, have a good one.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood. As well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.